The Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100 times your entry in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today at underdogfantasy.com using promo code HGP to get a 100% deposit match. Hello and welcome to the Hockey Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ryan Gilbert, riding solo here today for a quick lunch break episode. Got a two-game slate here on Monday night, so not quite enough for a full episode. Wanted to bring you some picks, some props, some series, some look-aheads and whatnot, and, you know, just react to the weekend's action here. Of course, at the top, make sure you are subscribed to the Hockey Gambling Podcast, wherever you listen to your podcast, Apple or Spotify. Leave us a five-star rating and review, and I'll read it at the end of the show. Also, make sure you are subscribed on YouTube at Hockey Gambling Podcast there. Going live every night this week with a reaction and picks for the next day's game, so make sure you subscribe there on the YouTube and follow us on Twitter at HockeySGPN, putting out all of our episodes, highlights, and whatnot there, so make sure you follow along on Twitter. Weekend of hockey, one sweep. We had the Rangers taking care of business against the Capitals in D.C. on Sunday night, a 4-2 win. Capitals really had no business making the playoffs. I personally thought they might be able to win a few games against the Rangers, especially at home, but they just had nothing going. Ovechkin was held off the board, no points in this series. The Capitals were never really in the series whatsoever, so Rangers clean sweep through to the second round. It looks like they will play the Hurricanes are up 3-1 after the Islanders won in double overtime on Saturday to stay alive. Hurricanes outshot them 44-35. They're going to be back in action on Tuesday, so we'll get into that on Monday night show here. And the Lightning avoided elimination, but we will get that in this show right here. Leafs going down 3-1 to Boston. Not good there. Auston Matthews left the game with that sickness. I guess he was not over whatever was ailing him there. Nylander returned, but couldn't really help too much there. A lot of stuff going on the bench, so we'll see what happens when Tally joins us, if he has any takes on the Marner or Willie tell him Marner not to cry. It's not Junior or whoever he was talking to. Definitely going to be an interesting offseason in Toronto if they can't turn this around. And then the Stars. The Stars finally got on the board against the Golden Knights with an overtime win, 3-2 on Saturday night in Vegas. They were the much better team in that game, and they got rewarded with the win. And then Sunday, we saw the Avs take it to the Jets 5-1. Winnipeg just turning into the Maple Leafs of the West here with great regular seasons followed up by first-round exits. That's happened now in back-to-back years, unless they can win three straight games. Speaking of collapses, though, the Nashville Predators were up 3-1 in the final minutes against the Canucks. It was 3-2, and then Colton Sissons had a chance to put the game away with the empty net, but he did hit the post. And then Brock Besser put the game to overtime with his natural hat trick, his third goal of the game. Not a natural hat trick, but natural hat trick for Vancouver, scoring all three of their first goals. And then Elias Lindholm, just a minute and 2 seconds into overtime, winning that one for Vancouver. So good action there. And then the night game, I know most people probably weren't able to stay up for this one, and they didn't necessarily miss too much. I mean, the Oilers got outshot 33-13 by the Kings, but Stuart Skinner, with those googly eyes, just, you know, stood on his head there. 33 saves shutout. Oilers managed a power play goal. Evan Bouchard from Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid. So McDavid got his assist in there. Draisaitl got an assist as well, but 1-0 win. Edmonton now goes up 3-1 heading back home. That win really kind of gives me some confidence in the Oilers long-term here. Stuart Skinner showing that he can put up a shutout. Not necessarily playing the best defense, allowing 33 shots, but the fact that they're able to win a playoff-type atmosphere game there, playoff-type low-scoring game, is what you're going to have to do if they want to win the Stanley Cup, and they showed that there against the Kings. So yeah, let's get right into this Monday slate here on Monday, April 29th. Kicking things off here with the 7 p.m. time slot. We have the Tampa Bay Lightning at the Florida Panthers. The game itself is in Florida in Sunrise. Panthers huge favorites going for the sweep here at minus 192. Lightning are plus 160. Panthers on the puck line are plus 136. With the over-under set at 6.5, overpaying off plus over minus 105 and the under at minus 115. I mean, this is just the Panthers game to lose right here. I was surprised the Lightning were able to, get that win on Saturday to avoid being swept, but game now back in Sunrise. Panthers at home this season, including the playoffs, are 28-13-2. Tampa Bay on the road, including their two losses in Florida this series, are 20-19-4. So Lightning just not a good road team. I mean, they got two power play goals on Saturday and won that one 6-3, but they didn't blow a lead, but they were up 3-0 after the first period, and then it was 4-3 after the second period. So the Panthers definitely could have pushed back in that one if they had some power play luck go their way. I think, going back home here, Bobrovsky showed that he can do it. So unless Vasilevsky is going to show up and Kucherov and Stamkos and Point are going to, carry this team, I think it's going to be curtains here for the Lightning. I am impressed with Mikhail Sergachev coming back for game four there on Saturday from the broken leg. I mean, John Cooper not called out his team, but he said, if you don't believe in this team, don't show up. And, Sergachev came out of nowhere, came off the shelf there to contribute in that win. But for this game, you got to go with the Panthers. Minus 192 is a bit steep. You can get minus 180, minus 185. I don't hate that. Puck line plus 135, plus 130, maybe do that. Two of the wins for Florida this series, both at home, 3-2 in regulation, then 3-2 in overtime. But I think this is a game where they just pull away and finally show that they're the better team now in the Sunshine State. They've won seven of the past nine meetings, including two straight at home here in the playoffs. So, I don't think the Lightning are going to get lucky here again. So I do like the Panthers in this game. As far as props are concerned, Nikita Kucherov to get an assist is minus 195. That's obviously a bit steep, but he's done so in nearly three quarters of his games this season. Had three assists on Saturday. He has an assist in six straight games, nine of his past 10, 17 of his past 20. He's been great against the Panthers as well. An assist in six straight games against them. And nine of his past 11 games against them as well. It's steep, but minus 200 if you want to use that as a parlay piece or something that's safe as long as the Lightning can score a goal. That should cash there. Steven Stamkos to get a point is minus 156 at FanDuel compared to minus 180 at DraftKings, minus 185 at MGM. And I think I saw even higher at Pinnacle. I mean, this could be his final game as a member of the Tampa Bay Lightning. He is a free agent this summer. 2 points on Saturday. He's had a point in every game this series. Points in seven straight games now. Nine of his past 10, 17 of his past 20. He's also been pretty good against the Panthers as well. So I like that minus 156 to get a point. But, maybe even better could be plus 175 at FanDuel to score a goal. Plus 140 at DraftKings, so you're getting 35 cents of value there. He scored two on Saturday, has a goal in every game this series, and just, seems to show up in the playoffs. He's a grinder. He's clutch. He battles it out. So I think him to get a goal at plus 175, if you can get that, is a good look there. And then Braden Point, plus 165 at FanDuel compared to plus 120 at DraftKings. Not a bad look. He scored in two games this series, including on Saturday. So, that I think one of Point or Stamkos would score. So as long as one of them happens, you're going to profit if you bet both of them. Kucherov to get a power play point is at even money. I think that's a matter of if the Lightning score a power play goal, he'll get a power play point. And that's not something I would hate to look at. Not necessarily going to bet it yet, but just taking a look at that one. Then on the Panthers side, I'm going to go with Sam Reinhart. Sam Reinhart's kind of been the guy I've been targeting a lot this playoffs. Over 2.5 shots on goal, minus 175. Had 4 shots in game 4, 3 in game 3, 6 in game 2, and 5 in game 1. So 11 shots in those two home games of this series. He's had 6, 5, 6, 3, and 4 in the past 5 games against the Lightning. So yeah, Sam Reinhart's 9 straight games over 2.5, minus 175 there. Don't mind that at all. Also like him to score a goal, plus 115. He scored a goal in 2 straight, 3 or 4 games this series. 55% of games this season, including the playoffs. So getting plus odds there. Looks pretty good. And then Anton Lundell to get a point at plus 124. He's not necessarily the biggest name for the Panthers, but he's the member of the top six. He centers the second line with Carter Verhaeghe and Matthew Tkachuk. He's also on the second power play unit. He has a point in 3 straight games in this series. Actually, all assists. So if you want to go for an assist at plus 220, that could be even juicier there. But I think Lundell at plus money to get a point would be a good look there. And then sticking on that line, Matthew Tkachuk to get an assist at minus 110. Seems to be the apple man here in the playoffs. 2 assists on Saturday, assist in 3 or 4 games this series. He's always played well in the playoffs, especially against the Lightning. So I like that. And then finally, Carter Verhaeghe to get a goal, plus 175. He's on the top power play unit. He's on that second line with Lundell and Tkachuk. He has a goal in 3 or 4 games this series, including on Saturday. So, you know, could see a high-scoring game here between these two as the Lightning try to stay alive. I like a lot of those guys to get some points, get some shots on goal. So hopefully those props can cash for us. And speaking of cashing, make sure you check out Underdog Fantasy. It's the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like assists, goals, shots on goal, saves, and more. You can make entries of all hockey or mix and match across your favorite sports. You can win up to 100 times your money, and it's a ton of fun. Underdog's available in 30-plus states, and they just launched Champions, their player versus player format, in Florida. So make sure to sign up with code HGP, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code HGP. All right, going down to the other game on the docket here at the 9:30 p.m. time slot, we have the Dallas Stars at the Vegas Golden Knights. Game itself is in Vegas. Golden Knights are plus 105. Dallas Stars are minus 125. Over-under is at 6, overpaying off plus 105 with the under at minus 125 as well. You know, Dallas definitely showed up there on Saturday, got the overtime win in Vegas to, you know, get back in this series. If they went down 3-0, it would have been tough for them, but they've played just better and better at 5-on-5 as the series went along. Expected goals for share at 5-on-5. Game 1 was 58%. Game 2, 64%. Then Game 3, 79%. All these are according to Natural Stat Trick, so they're taking it to the Vegas Golden Knights. They are the better team. It's just a matter of showing that in the playoffs, and anything can happen in the playoffs, and especially in a 7-game series against a team that just won the Cup and knows how to win in the postseason and suddenly got healthy right now with all their additions. I mean, it's tough to win. It's tough to win against Vegas. It's tough to win in Vegas. But Dallas did so on Saturday night, breaking a, 6-game losing streak against the Knights dating back to last year's playoffs. So good for Dallas there to get off the schneid. Know that they can beat Vegas here, and I kind of like them here at minus 125 favorites on the road. Let me check what the series price is, actually, because that might be worth taking rather than just this game. Stars for the series are plus 170. So if you like the Stars in this game tonight in Game 4 to even up the series, and then you have them plus 170 moving forward, going back home, I like that. Jake Oettinger showed up on Saturday, but so did Logan Thompson. Logan Thompson's been impressive for the Knights in the playoffs after, you know, Aiden Hill took over last year. So maybe just any goaltender that Vegas runs with can, you know, can play well behind that great defense that they have. But yeah, I think Dallas, you know, just a better team. It's going to be tough to win in Vegas on the road. It always is, but you can get them as low as minus 115 right now at Betway. I don't hate that at all. Down there close to a pick'em. They're 27-10-5 on the road this season. That does include Saturday's win in Vegas. Vegas at home, 27-12-3. But yeah, I just don't trust this Golden Knights team. I didn't trust them last year either, though, going into and they won the Cup. So maybe that's going to be on me and they're going to fool me again. But I think the Stars can get right back in this series. Minus 125, minus 115 is a good price for a one game here. Dallas puck line could be interesting. I don't know if they'd be able to pull away to win by multiple goals in Vegas, but that's over plus 200, plus 210, plus 215 I'm seeing in different places. So that could be worth a look if you think this could be a blowout game. But I wouldn't be shocked to see another, 2-2 game heading into overtime, 3-3 game heading into overtime, maybe. Actually, let me check what those odds are real quick here. That could pay a pretty penny here. 2-2 at the regulation is 10-1. 3-3 is 12-1. Sprinkle that half unit, quarter unit at 10-1. Could very well see a 2-2 overtime game yet again. They've gone under back-to-back games. Game one was a 4-3 game, but that was a lot of goals in the first period. It was a 3-2 game after the first. So since that first period, there really have not been many goals. Two goals in game one in the final two periods, four total in game two, and then five total in game three. That included overtime. So under 5.5 here might be the play at plus 105, correct score dart at 3-2 Dallas, either regulation or Dallas in overtime. You can also get under six at minus 125, as I said, at DraftKings, if you want that push insurance for a potential 4-2 game. But I don't know, I think under 5.5 at plus odds would be what I look for here. Should be another hard-fought, tight-checking game. That doesn't mean we're not going for some props here. Going back to our boy Jack Eichel, to get a goal is plus 190 at DraftKings, plus 190 at FanDuel, plus 160 at DraftKings. So getting a good price at FanDuel. Make sure you shop around at these. He scored in two straight games against Dallas here in this series. Also going to, do the same thing, him to get an assist, plus 114. He has three assists through three games. Did not have one in game three, but he's now had a point in all three games. So there's a chance he gets two. There's a chance he gets a goal and an assist. There's a chance he just gets one of them. So take either one you like, but him to get 1 point is minus 180 if you want to lay the juice there, if you like Archer and don't mind that. But, I would probably stick with goal and or assist rather than laying the juice, because I think he will get it done here. His shots on goal also worth a look, over 3.5 at minus 115. Six shots in game three at home. Five shots in game two after having none in game one. So he's been shooting the puck a decent bit here. He had seven shot attempts each of the past two games. So could see that going up to four, five, maybe six if you want to ladder that up. Don't hate that play at all for Jack Eichel. And then going over to the Stars side, got some unders here. Matt Duchene under half a point, not to record a point, minus 130. He's recorded a point in just two of his past 10 games, just five of his past 20. He hasn't really been great in the second half. He had a good first half, good first three quarters for Dallas, but he has not recorded a point against Vegas in six games this season. So I like that look. Rupe Hintz also hasn't really showed up too much for Dallas. He has not had a point in this series, only 3 points in his past 10 games. So that could be a worth a look at under a half a point at minus 120. Tyler Seguin to not record a point, minus 135. Don't play all of these. Pick and choose. Look at which combinations you like here. He did have a point in game three there on Saturday, but prior to that, he was really not doing too much. Sagan's playing on that third line too with Pavelski and Dadonov. He's not on the top power play unit either, so Seguin might be my favorite play out of these, or Matt Duchene. Duchene's been slow too, at minus 130. I think either of those could hit. Hintz is kind of tough because he is on that top line with Robertson and Wyatt Johnson, who was an absolute animal there in game three, as well as the top power play unit Hintz is on as well. So probably don't play that Hintz one, but I think Duchene or Tyler Seguin would be good. I do like Miro Heiskanen to get an assist here at minus 110. He has an assist in all three games this season, or this series, I should say. So I think getting a pick'em there to do so again is worth a look. And also, Heiskanen over 2.5 shots on goal. He had four shots on goal in Saturday's game. He had three shots on goal on nine attempts in game one. So I think getting plus odds for him to do that again, definitely not a bad look. And then finally, Chris Tanev, over 2.5 blocks at minus 135. He had three blocks in game one, four blocks in game two, and then six blocks in game three. So I see that hitting. He's been a good addition for the Stars here after the trade deadline. So I like that Chris Tanev blocks over 2.5 at minus 135. All right, going to do a quick look at some futures here. We do have odds out for the next New York Rangers series against the Carolina Hurricanes, provided that the Hurricanes beat the Islanders here, which they should. Hurricanes are minus 120, and the Rangers, I believe, or Hurricanes are minus 140. Rangers are plus 120 in that series. So I kind of like the Canes there at minus 140. I mean, if you listen to this podcast, you know I'm much higher on the Canes than I am on the Rangers. But the Rangers did not play well at 5-on-5 against the Capitals, and the Hurricanes are one of the best 5-on-5 teams in the league, if not the best. Hurricanes also have a decent power play now with Gensel in there, with Kuznetsov and Svechnikov on the second unit. So I like the Hurricanes a lot in that series, actually, minus 140. We'll get that into that more tonight, probably with Joel and Tally and whatnot. But yeah, I think that's a good early look for that series, if you can find that on your books. Looking ahead to some Stanley Cup futures, something that caught my eye is Edmonton at 6-1 at Canby Books, Bet Rivers, Bet Parks, Unibet. 6-1 there. Next best price is 5-1 at other books. So getting some value there. And their win on Sunday night did show me that they can win a low scoring game. So it gives me a little bit more confidence there. And Boston, they're still hanging 11-1 for Boston. That's kind of surprising given how they looked against the Leafs. I'm not a believer in them. I'm definitely going to have a tough matchup against the Panthers, provided both teams get there. But you know, Boston at 11-1 for the Cup with Swayman in net, with how he's playing, with their defense that Joel always talks about. I don't mind that at all. 11-1. I don't have any Bruins exposure myself yet, but I might have to finally get in on that. And then Vancouver, 18-1, 17-1. They're up 3-1 in that series against Nashville. Definitely shouldn't be up 3-1, but they are. And they're going to, you know, probably survive in advance there and, you know, maybe regroup for their second round series. But that will be against Edmonton. Vancouver did sweep Edmonton in the season series. A few of them came early in the year, first two games of the year when Canucks were hot and Oilers just had nothing going on. But then that game in Edmonton on April 13th, late in the year, Vancouver won that one 3-1. I don't think Demko was back for that one either. I think that was either DeSmith. That was DeSmith in net. But, of course, DeSmith is now injured as well. You have Seelofs in net. But, you know, for a team on the cusp of winning a series 4-1 against the Predators, and they're 17-1 to win the Cup, that's, if you're looking for a long shot, I think that could be worth a look there as well. And Stars. The Stars are at 22-1 at FanDuel compared to 15, 16 elsewhere. If you're not in on them yet and you believe in them tonight like I do, maybe rather than just going for the series at plus 170, throw down a small bet on them to win the Cup at 22-1. Because if they win tonight, if they win that series, that's going to come down quite a bit. So yeah, that's how I'm looking at that right now. Of course, you got the Hurricanes right now as the favorite in the East. To win the East, they are pretty much 2-1 at most books. Florida plus 250, Rangers plus 270, plus 300, and then Boston 4-1. It seems that that's going to be the four in the East, which isn't too shocking. And then the West, you got Edmonton 2-1, Colorado plus 250, plus 300, Vegas between 4 and 5-1, Canucks at 6 or 7-1, Dallas at 6 or 7-1. So that's kind of more open, but still, I got Edmonton, Colorado ahead of the pack there, much like you have Carolina and Florida. Those could very well be the conference finals in the respective conferences, and those would be great, great matchups. Hurricanes, Panthers, Edmonton, Avs. I mean, those would be two contrasting styles on either side. You got the more defensive style of Carolina and Florida versus kind of high-scoring, high-flying McDavid versus McKinnon matchup, if you get that in the Western Conference. But, you know, still got plenty of weeks to go before that. Make sure you are subscribed to the Hockey Gambling Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Now leave us a 5-star rating and review there, and I'll read it at the end of the show. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube at Hockey Gambling Podcast and follow us on Twitter at HockeySGPN. All right, I am Ryan Gilbert. You can follow me on Twitter at RGilbertSOP. See ya.